All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin a beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Kuf Nun Beis 152, and we are picking up on Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis 151b. I want to begin by thanking the sponsors for this morning. Sure to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Av, Avram and Shandy Kelman, with the hope and tefillah that in Meretz Hashem, the month of Av will be filled with joy in the eternal Beis HaMikdash. A week of learning sponsors, the Ringo and Ram families, in the merit of a Rafu Shlima for Rachel Batya Bas Leah, and Derek and Lauren Fine, for dedicating the week of learning in the Schus of a Rafu for their daughter, Rachel Batya Bas Leah. We also thank David and Rivki Flum for dedicating the learning this today in the Zchus of a Rafua for David's mother, who's having surgery today, Hadassah Bas Chana. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of those who require a Rafua will have one together with Kol Chol Yisrael. Rabbosi, with that, let us begin. So we have a beautiful, thank you, Rashi, thank you. Beautiful daf ahead of us today. A lot of really beautiful gemara, which is why you'll be mocha that we're starting a little bit earlier. This way we don't have to rush through the daf. So we left off on Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis 151b in a very beautiful and dramatic gemara. Rabbi Elazar HaKofer said that a person should always daven to be spared from poverty, because even if one is not directly afflicted by poverty, his children, his grandchildren, somewhere in the mishpacha will have to contend with poverty, because as the Gemara explains, poverty is a gal hamisgalgel. It is a wheel that keeps on turning. So we'll say we left off, so let's pick up with that. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up on the bottom. Am Rabbi Yosef, naktinon, haitzirba mirabana lo me'ani. Rabbi Yosef says, you know, we have a mesora that Talmidei Chachamim do not become poor. So the Gemara says, really? That doesn't seem to be the case. We see plenty of Talmidei Chachamim who are poor, says the Gemara. So apparently the Gemara says they may become poor, but they don't have to go door to door begging for tzedakah. See, even if a Talmid Chacham becomes poor, he doesn't have to contend with literally traveling door to door to collect money. Okay, Amar Reb Chiya Ledvisu, Ki Asa Anyak Timle Rifta, Ki Hechid Lekamli Libnech. Rabbi says such a beautiful Gemara. Reb Chiya says to his wife, you know, when a poor person comes to the door, make sure to give him bread. Make sure to give him bread. Rabbi says, this is actually quite interesting. This is quite interesting. When he's saying, give them bread, what do you mean? Just say, give them tzedakah. What Reb Chiya was saying to his wife was, there's a difference in giving bread and giving money. If you give money, it's incredible, but the ani still has to go ahead and go out and purchase something with the money. Masha'inkin, if you give bread, there is immediate benefit right then and there. So Reb Chiya used to say to his wife, when a poor person comes, make sure to give them bread in order that David, your mother should have a refuah shlema. And thank you for the sponsorship for today. In order that, in Meretz Hashem, he should be able to get benefit immediately. So Reb Chiya said to his wife, but make sure to go ahead and give bread to the ani. In order that what? In order that when your children need bread, someone will give them bread as well. So his wife was a little bit surprised. Amra le, melat kalait lu, are you cursing our children? Amrla kruksiv ki biglal hadavar hazeh. V'tanid Reb Yishmael gal gal hu shechozval. So this is really incredible. Reb Chiya's wife was like a little bit surprised. Are you giving our children a curse that they're going to have to be anim, we're going to have to collect bread? Reb Chiya said, I'm not giving them a curse. I'm just a realist. And being a realist, poverty is something that affects every mishpacha at some point in time. At some point in the generations, there'll be poverty. So all Reb Chiya said is, Lamais, at the end of the day, make sure to treat the poor well, so that when poverty affects our family, which inevitably it will, because such is the nature of poverty, people will take care of our mishpacha as well. Really dramatic. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Omer, V'nasan l'cha rachim v'richam cha bir becha, Kolam rachim al abrios, Rabbi Gamliel says the pasuk teaches us, Kolam rachim al abrios, whoever has compassion upon people, Merachamim alav min hashamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has compassion on such a person. V'chei she'inu merachim al abrios, and whoever does not have compassion on others, Ein merachamim alav min hashamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take compassion on you. So we'll say an incredible gemara as well, which is, the way you treat others is the way the Ribbono Shel Olam will treat you. So you have compassion, you take care, you have empathy for others, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take care of you as well. Ad asher lo techshach ha-shemesh va'ar, until the sun and the light set or become dark. So the Gemara says, zu padachas va'achotem. This refers ultimately again to the forehead and the nose, which will say, just like ultimately again Shemesh and Or are prominent, so to the forehead and the nose of an individual are prominent as well. V'hayareach, zen neshama. And the moon, that refers to the soul. V'hakochavim, ela aslasos, that refers to the cheeks. V'shavu ha'avim, achar ha'geshem, and the rain, excuse me, the clouds will go away after the rain. Zoma ar enof shel adam. This refers to the eyesight of man. Sheholich achar habechi. Because it will say ultimately, again, apparently eyesight is diminished as a result of crying. Amr Shmuel, hadim asa ad arbo'in shnin hadra. So we'll say up to 40 years old, when a person cries, the body fully replenishes that moisture. Mikan ve'elech lo hadra. But after 40 years old, the body does not replenish the moisture as fully. Varma Nachman, Hay kuchlo ad arba'im shnin marvuch. Furthermore, Rav Nachman said kuchlo. So we'll say, remember, kuchlo was some type of eye ointment that they would apply. So sometimes kuchlo means makeup. In this context, it means an eye ointment, which was applied for medicinal purposes. So up until the age of 40, the eye ointment is beneficial. Mikan ve'elach, after 40, afilu malya ka'av sina digirdoi ukmi mokim arvich lo mervachi. At that point, even if you were to go ahead and take enough kuchla, enough of this eye ointment on a weaver's rod, which is, you know, a lot of kuchla, and most it could do is sustain, but it will not improve eyesight. My kamashmal, and I'll say, what's the chiddush? Why does the Gemara talk about applying the eye ointment with a weaver's rod? My kamashmal, the kama da alim kuchla tfei mali, that the more ointment you apply, the better off you are. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Shchiv Alei Bartis. We'll listen to this incredible Gemara. Rabbi Chanina's daughter passed away. His daughter passed away. Lo hava kabachi ala. And he did not cry for her. He didn't cry for her. Amrla Divisu. Tarnagola fikas mi beisech. His wife was incredibly surprised that her husband was not crying over the loss of their daughter. So she says to her husband, she says, Rabbi Chanina, is it a chicken that ran away from the house? In other words, like, is it just that we lost like an animal, that we lost our chicken, that you're not crying over this loss? So the Gemara, listen to this, we'll say, Amar Allah, he said to her, Tarti tichla v'ivura. So to which Rabbi Chanina said, should I suffer two losses? Should I suffer the loss of my beloved daughter and the loss of my eyesight? So also what he was saying is, if I cry, so my eyesight will be diminished. Rabbi Chanina said, we've lost our daughter, and that is an irretrievable loss. So now should I lose my daughter and my eyesight? So I said, this is really an incredible, incredible Gemara. What Rabbi Chanina was saying is, you know, sometimes in the midst of loss, in general, in the midst of difficulty in life, we lose our heads. That's just the way, right? In very emotional or very overwhelming situations, I lose objective thought, which is why sometimes in the heat of the moment, we say things we shouldn't, we do things we shouldn't, because when I'm very emotionally overwhelmed, my intellect often is shut down. Rabbi Chanina is exhibiting the ability to demonstrate and to make sure you maintain rational thought, even in the midst of highly emotional situations. It's an incredible, incredible yisod. So he's saying to his wife, do you think I don't mourn the loss of our daughter? You think I don't feel the loss of our child? But again, so should I lose my child and my eyesight? Should I compound my loss ultimately again by leaving me even more deficient afterwards? It's such an incredible yisod, because this is one of the greatest challenges, to maintain intellect, to maintain rational thought, even in the midst of highly emotional situations. Svarvela, Rabbi Chanina felt, he agreed, there are six different types of tears. Shalosh yafos v'shalosh raos. Three tears are beneficial, and three tears are harmful. Shal ashan v'shal bechi tapav kofnun beiz v'shal beiz akisei raos. So I'll say smoke that is tears that is caused by smoke, or tears that is caused by crying, or tears from the bathroom. So we'll say, so apparently, again, this is something that a person goes to the bathroom, and I guess they're suffering from stomach pain or it's a painful experience. Those type of tears are all detrimental. Shall sam, but tears that are medicinal in nature, brought on by medicine. Shall schok, is beautiful, tears of laughter. Vishal peros yafos, and tears from good fruit. So apparently, again, I guess some fruit that has like a very tart smell or tart taste, so it causes tears. So isn't this an incredible Gemara? So if you cry because of smoke, or you cry because of sadness, or you cry because you're having pain using the bathroom, those are not good tears. But crying because of medicine, right, or I guess eye ointment, or crying because of laughter, or good fruit in life, those are beneficial tears. But so Gemara goes like this. We'll say now the Gemara is going to speak a little bit about the issues regarding old age. So the Gemara says this. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Koheles. Bayom sheyazu'u shomri habayis v'his avsu. Says the Gemara, what is Bayom sheyazu'u shomri habayis elu haksalim. So we'll say, so literally again, it means the day that those who watch the home will tremble. So the Gemara understands like this. Those things that watch the home, the Gemara understands as parts of the body. Trembling refers to old age, when things don't work as they once did. So the Gemara says, Eluak Sons refers to the flanks, the side of the body. Vatzlos, and the ribs. This Avsu, Ansheachayil, and again, the strong men will tremble. Elu Shokim, this refers to the thighs. Ubatlu Atchonos, and the grinders will cease to work. Elu Hashinayim, this refers to the teeth. Our teeth don't grow, so it's talking about as you get older, the different parts of the body that may not work as well. The chashchu haraos ba'arubos, and again, those that see will become dim in the windows. Ilu ha'inayim. This refers ultimately to the eyes. So Shlomo Melech saying, but say this is an incredible yisod. Why does Shlomo Melech have to tell me that my eyesight diminishes as I get older, that my ribs may ache, the flanks may ache, everything, eyesight, teeth don't work as well? So why does the Gemara have to mention this? Because they will say, do you know what? Life is all about realistic expectations. You know, sometimes when you maintain unrealistic expectations, it sets us up for all kinds of anger and resentment and negativity. So if a person thinks that as they get older, things remain the same, and then they don't, it sets a person up for a whole bunch of heartbreak and a whole bunch of negative feelings. Tifer Shlomo says, by the way, as you get older, stuff doesn't work as well. Stuff doesn't work as well. That's just the nature of the way the Ribono Shel Olam constructed us. So that should be your expectation as you get older. Things don't work as well. So then when things don't work as well, don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. Just accept it as your new stage of life and maximize and move forward. Amar lekis Rabbi Yosho ben Chananya. So the Caesar said to Rabbi Yosho ben Chananya, my time alo asis lebe avidan. Why didn't you come to Be Avidan? So we've spoken about Be Avidan before, right? Be Avidan was this gathering place where they used to have these theological debates. So the Caesar said to Rabbi Yosho ben Chananya, why have you not come to the debates in Be Avidan? Amar lekis, Rabbi Yosho answered him. Amar lekis, Tur Talag means the mountaintop is filled with snow, right? So meaning the top of my head is white. Sachruni Galidin, ice, right, has surrounded the sides, right? So not only is my head white, is the top of my head white, but the sides and my beard are white as well. Kalbohi lo nafchin, the dogs don't bark as they used to. Which of us, so again, obviously, The snow on top of the mountain and the ice on the sides represents I'm getting old. I've turned white, right? I've turned white and I'm getting old. The dogs don't bark, Rashi says, means my voice, I can't really project all that well. Tachnoi lo tochnin. The grinders no longer grind. My teeth don't work as they used to. So also, what was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya saying to the Caesar? I'm getting old. So I couldn't make it to Beis Avidan anymore. No offense to you, but I just could not make it anymore. So Beit Rav Amri Adalo Avidna Bachishna. So we'll say, so listen to this. So Beit Rav, they used to say that ultimately, what is old age like? Old age is You're looking for something you have not lost. We'll say, what is this? It's such a profound metaphor. That when a person gets older, they walk stooped over. So what does it look like? It looks like I'm looking for something on the ground, but I haven't really lost anything. So old age is like looking for something that you have not lost. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Kisma Omer, Tava Tre Mitlas. So ultimately, Tava Tre Mitlas. So Rabbi Shovi Kisma says, two is better than three. Better to walk on two legs than to walk on three legs. The third leg, a reference to a cane. A cane. So better to be able to walk with two legs than to walk with three legs. Vay le lechada da azla velo asis. And woe to the one thing that leaves and never comes back. I will say, listen to how profound this statement is. Woe to the one thing that leaves and never comes back. What mayhi? What's the one thing that leaves and never comes back? Amar Reb Chista, yinuksa. Youth. Youth. Youth is the one thing that leaves and never comes back. So the Gemara says, Kiyas Rav Dini Amar, Yinuksa Kalili Devarda. If youth is a crown of roses, Sabusa Kalili Dechilfa. Sometimes old age could be a crown of thorns. So I want to point something out over here. When the Gemara is talking about, see, it's fascinating to see how Chazal are looking at old age right now. Because again, remember, old age is often extolled in the eyes of Judaism, right? A zakin, what does zakin mean? Zeshekana chachma. We associate old age with wisdom, right? So I just want to point out the Gemara. What the Gemara is doing over here is the most important is what we mentioned before. The most important thing in life is to have realistic expectations. And sometimes the greatest life disillusionment comes about when you have unrealistic or inappropriate expectations. So if a person has an expectation that they're going to continue with complete vitality until 120, it doesn't work that way. So you find this, by the way, this happens often as people get older. They often become exceptionally disillusioned when they're unable to do the things of their youth. And the question, of course, becomes, where did you ever have that expectation from? This is the Mefarshim bring down on this very quickly. The Avraham Zokin Ba Bayomim. I mean, Avraham Zokin Ba Bayomim. Avraham was old, advanced in days. It's the same thing. So Shem Shonafal Hirsch says, Ba Bayomim essentially means he aged gracefully. He accepted every new stage of life. So Zokin means he was old. Ba Bayomim means he accepted the new realities of his life. That's when Avraham Avinu was an older man, he could not do what he was able to do as a younger man. And guess what? He wasn't resentful, he wasn't angry, he wasn't upset, he wasn't disappointed, he was accepting. That's what it means, Ba Bayomim, to accept the new stages of life. So here, Chazal is just framing, old age isn't easy. Right? Old age isn't for the faint of heart. Right? There's a lot of changes that occur. So therefore, again, all Chazal is doing is, let's put it out there. Let's accept that this, yeah. So are two legs better than three? Sure. But you know it's even better? At least you're upright. Right? Better to walk with three. Right? Better to walk with three than not to walk at all. So Chazal is just helping to frame expectations. So the Gemara goes right there. The Gemara says, Tana Mishved Rabbi Meir, Dok Bebechi, V'tishkach Benegiri. Chew your food well, and you will find the koach in your steps. So in other words, it's two things. Number one, eat well, and also chew your food properly, and that'll be translated into greater physical vitality. Shene Amar, quotes over here, the Gemara, quotes over here from the Pasuk from Yirmiyo, V'nisba lechem v'ni yetovim v'ra'a lo ra'inu. Amar li Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina. Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one, right? That's reference to Talmud Chacham, sharp one. Shari sakech v'ayel lachmech. Open your sack, which means open your mouth, and eat your bread. Ad arba'in shnin michla mali. Up until the age of 40, food is beneficial. Mikan ve'elech mishte mali. From that point forward, drink is beneficial. Now, we'll say, now what does that mean? Obviously, food and drink are always beneficial. But I guess from Shmuel's perspective, is that halach lamaisa, up until the age of 40, the body receives maximum nutrition from food, less from drink. After 40, more from drink, less from food. So the Gemara says, Amaleah who goes Zal Rabbi Yoshua ben Karach. This is a fascinating Gemara. Goza literally is a eunuch. A eunuch. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Karach got into an argument with a eunuch. So obviously they must have had some history. They must have had some history. So the Gemara says as follows, Hahu goza Rabbi Yoshua ben Karach. Mehacha le Karchina kamahavi. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Karach was bald. So the eunuch asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, how far from here to Karchina? See, he was making fun of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. How far is it from here to a bald city? Right? So he was taunting him because he was bald. So the Gemara says, Amrale kimeachala gozina. Oh, it's about as far as from here to castration. Right? About the same distance. Amrale tzduki, barcha karcha ba'arba. Amrale ikra shlifa bitamnia. So the Tzabra says, apparently now it comes out a little bit more, because apparently this guy wasn't just a eunuch, but he was a Tzaduki eunuch. So that's why he's talking to Bishon and Karcha. So he says to Bishon and Karcha, you know that a bald goat goes for 4 shlaim. So Rabbi Shimon says, that's interesting. You know, a castrated goat goes for 8. Chazid lo sayim masane. The eunuch saw, the tzduki saw that Rabbi Shimon Karcha wasn't wearing shoes. Amar lei da'al sus melech, you know, somebody rides on a horse as a king. Da'al chamer ben chorin, someone who rides on a donkey is a free man. Udema'an lei baraglahi bar inish. And someone who wears shoes is a mensch. Deloha veloha, but someone who has no horse, someone who has no donkey, and someone who has no shoes. Someone who is dead in the grave is superior to a person without shoes. In other words, we'll say, if you don't have shoes, you have no dignity. We've seen this Gemara, we've seen Chazal say, sell everything you have in order to have a pair of shoes. In other words, to have to walk around barefoot was considered to be the height of indignity. So therefore, sell whatever you have in order to go ahead and have shoes. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, guza guza. So Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha said, guza guza means castrated one. Literally, cut off one. Tlas amnesli, you know, you've taunted me in 3 ways. Tlas shamis, I'll tell you 3 things. Hadras panim zikan, the nicest part of the face is the beard. Simchas leif isha, the joy of one's heart is a wife. Nachalas Hashem, the portion of God is banim, children. Baruch hamakom shemenach mikulam. Baruch Hashem, you have none of those. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha saying to the eunuch, you have no wife, you have no children, you have no beard. Amrle karcha mitzuyaina. So the eunuch says to him, bald one, are you starting up with me? Amrle ikra shlifa tochacha. He said, castrated one, are you starting up with me? And that's the end of the story. So I just want to point out, so you ask yourself, what's going on over here? So I think that there's an incredible yisod. The incredible yisod is that, now we don't know the backstory between Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha and this tzeduki. There obviously was something. In other words, there's some history over here. You don't just start up conversations like this, you know, out of nowhere. Well, see, it tells you a very important yisod. Sometimes in life, you just have to keep quiet and move forward. And sometimes you have to respond. You know, I both say, I just want to point out, the turn the other cheek is not a Jewish mantra. First of all, you don't turn your cheek because then somebody just slaps you on the other cheek. We don't believe in that at all. We do believe that sometimes you're just better off just not responding. Sometimes, but other times, and again, I would venture to say maybe they're few and far between, but other times you have to respond, and other times you have to defend, and other times you have to give back, and other times you have to stand your ground. In other words, there's a time for sometimes quiet passivity, and there's a time, other times, to really stand your ground and to be sharp. And I think that's the Chazal. In other words, we don't know the backstory of it, but the fact that Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha is answering this guy, in other words, this is like bickering. This is like bickering, like two people pointing at you. But again, it shows you that at certain points in time, you have to be ready to speak up for yourself and stand your ground. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amar lei Rabbi Reb Shimon Chalafta, mipnei ma lo hikbalnu panecha baraga. So Rabbi said to Reb Shimon Chalafta, he said, why did you not come to visit me on Yom Tiv? Kiderach shekbilu avosai lavosecha. Amar lei, so listen to what he says. Slaim nasu gavon. You know, the mountains have become very high. Krovim nasu rechokim. That which was close has now become far. Mishtayim naasu shalosh. 2 legs became 3. And mat mesim shalom babayis batal. And that which makes peace in the home no longer works. So Rabbi says, this is actually quite interesting. So obviously the mountains become taller. That which is close now becomes far. The 2 became 3 are all references to old age. What does it mean? That which makes shalom in the home no longer works. So if you look at Rashi on the left-hand column, Rashi says about 3 lines down from the top, Aver Tashmish. ultimately, again, also what this is a reference to is that Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was saying, you know, when I would go away on a long journey, so I would make sure to be intimate with my wife before I left, intimate when I would come back, and that would set her mind at ease even if I was going to be gone. But that no longer, I guess, old age, you know, kind of took away his ability to engage in intimate activity. So as a result, he said, it's harder for me to leave home, because if my wife gets upset, it's more difficult for us to reconcile. So it's such a fascinating Gemara on a variety of levels. But again, once again, speaking about the old age, v'sagru delasayim b'shuk, and the doors will close in the marketplace. So says the Gemara, elu nakavav shel adam. This refers to the bowels of a person. So once again, speaking about still the effects of old age. So the bowels don't work as they should. So we'll say ultimately, again, the sound of grinding has become muted. That's the stomach that is not digesting. And he'll get up for the sound of the bird. So apparently in old age, so one could sometimes become an exceptionally light sleeper, to the point that even the chirping of the birds wakes me up. The yishchu kol banos hashir, sha'afilu kol shirim v'shiros domos alav kishocha. Sometimes even the greatest singing of the young men and the young women could become like a whisper. In other words, I become a little bit harder of hearing. Va'af barzilei ha'giladi amr le'david. So I'll say even barzilei ha'giladi said to David HaMelech, ben shmonim shana anochi hayom. I'm 80 years old. Ha'idva ben tov l'ra. Can I know between that which is good and that which is not good? Mikan shedaiton shalz kinim mishnah. So we'll see, what does he mean? Barzilei Giladi says to David, I'm 80 years old. Do I know if you've seen tov and ra? But as you get older, sometimes my intellectual capacity is diminished as well. So we'll see, up until now, we've been speaking about the diminution of physical capacity. Here, Barzilei Giladi is saying, sometimes when I get older, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. If I would even taste, if your servant would taste any of eat food and drink, mikan shesif sosein shalz kenim misraftos. What it literally means from here, you see that the lips of the old are split. Now, of course, it doesn't literally mean split, but what it means in this context is sometimes as we get older, so our taste buds aren't the same. Im eshma bekol shirim vishiros. So again, this is all Barzilei HaGiladi speaking to David HaMelech. If I will hear the songs of the young men and the young women, so from here you see that sometimes in old age, hearing becomes a little bit difficult. So we'll listen to this. So the Gemara says, Amarav, Barzilei HaGiladi Shakrav. Barzilei HaGiladi was a liar, but as a person could maintain all of these things even well into old age as well. After all, Tahi Amsad Dahavye Beirav, right, Beirav, excuse me, Rebbe had a maidservant, Bas Tishin Vitartin Shnin. Let's listen to this. Rebbe had a maidservant who was 92 years old, Vahava's Tama Kidra. And she used to be in charge of tasting all of the food. So at least you see from here that your taste buds could still be intact at the age of 92. So they're using this maidservant. See, Barzilei, the way the Gemara seems to be understanding it is Barzilei HaGiladi's statement is like objective across the board fact that as you get older, these things change. All the Gemara is pointing out is I could show you the maidservant of Rebbe, who even as she got older, again, was able to maintain all of these faculties. So we'll say, listen to this. This is incredible. Rava Amar, Rava, I'll tell you the difference. Barzilei HaGiladi, Shatuf Bezima Hava. Barzilei HaGiladi was a very immoral man who led a very immoral life. And as a result, V'chala Shatuf Bezima, Zikna Kofetzes Alav. Whoever leads an immoral life, they have early onset of old age. Old age sets in earlier. So we'll say, what's the pshat with this? So we'll say, there's an incredible yisod here. What it's saying is that when a person leads an immoral life, immorality saps me of my energy. It takes away my vitality. So that literally, again, there's early onset of old age. So we'll say, we understand this because Immorality is a misuse of taiva, right? Taiva, desire, could be channeled in the right way and make beautiful things. It can make a beautiful marriage. It can make a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Misused taiva is misappropriated koach. And when there's misappropriated koach, I'm diffusing my strength. When I diffuse that strength, then ultimately, again, old age comes on earlier. So the Gemara says over here, Barzilai HaGiladi's state was not a normative state. He was an exceptionally moral individual. So because of that, he sapped himself of a lot of his vitality early on. And that's why he's lamenting the effects of old age. But one need not encounter that same reality. Tanya, Rabbi Shal Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tamidi Chachamim, Kozman Shemaskin in Chachman Nitosef Esbahem. Tamidi Chacham Torah scholars, as they get older, they acquire more knowledge. Shne'emar b'yishishim chachma v'orech yamim tivuna v'ame aretz kozman shemaskinin tipshos nitosef espayin. So we'll say ignorant people. So the older you get, which we'll say, listen to this incredible yisod. So Tamid Chacham, the older you get, the wiser you get. So ame aretz, ignorant people, the older they get, the more ignorant they get. We'll say, what's the pshat? So it's very simple. The older you get, the older we get, the more set in my ways I become. So if I condition myself to live a lifestyle of Avodas Hashem, I condition myself to live a lifestyle of acquiring Chachmas HaTorah, Torah wisdom, then as I get older, I become more and more set in my ways, which is in a good way. So as I get older, I acquire more and more. The converse is also true. If as I get older, I become more set in my ways, if I'm an Ama Aretz, then as I get older, I just become a bigger Ama Aretz. Because we'll say, as we get older, we just continue to reinforce behaviors. Now again, does that mean that the Ama Aretz can't change into a Talmud Chacham? Of course not. Of course he could change. And does it mean that ultimately, again, Talmud Chacham can't Chas HaShalom turn into an Ama Aretz? Of course, that could happen as well. But Lamaisa, there is this incredible Yisod. The older we get, the more we reinforce the behaviors of our youth. Such an incredible idea. Shneimar, Meister Sofle, Amon of Italian's Kin Mikach, Begam, Migavo Yiru, Shafilu Gavshushis Kitana, Dome Alov Kihari Harim. They will say, ultimately, again, as we get older, even the smallest till looks like the largest mountain. So on one hand, the Gemara could just be talking about stam old age, that which maybe I could like skip over or run over when I was young, right? As I get older, becomes a bit more complicated. But it also speaks about, again, how you view challenge in life. If a person lives a life of aliyah, a person lives a life of growth, a person lives a life of trying to become a Talmud Chacham, so even sometimes the largest obstacles appear surmountable. Masha'inkin, if a person lives a life of amaratzis, a person lives a life of frivolity, of nothingness, of emptiness, sometimes even the smallest hill becomes like the Mount Everest of life. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, V'tachtonim baderech, excuse me, V'chat chosim baderech, So again, this is also referring to old age, that when an old person walks on the road, everything, right? Everything becomes a bit scary. What does this refer to? Vayinas hakos. This refers to the hip. So again, it's still a reference to old age, that as you get older, certain things don't work as well as they used to. The hips don't work as well. V'yistakel achagav elu agavos. This refers again to the backside of a person. The backside doesn't work. Here what it's referring to is everything becomes heavy. Sometimes even schlepping one's own body becomes heavy. So the Gemara says, "V'tafar ha'aviona zuchemda," and ultimately, again, the aviona will cease. This refers to desire. So we'll say a person's body becomes heavy, and the desires they had for intimacy in their youth sometimes wane in old age. Rav Kahana have a pasuk sidra kamei d'Rav. So Rav Kahana was saying over these psukim in front of Rav, ki matul ha'ikra, when he got to this last phrase of "V'tafar ha'aviona," which ultimately, again, is a reference, the Gemara's understanding too, that the desire for intimacy ceases. So, kimat lahaikra nugid v'isnach. Rav sighed. Amr shmamina batalei chemda drav. It appears that Rav has lost the desire for intimacy. So Rav lamented the loss of that desire from his youth. Amr Rav Kahana, ma'idich sev kihu amar vayehi. So we'll say, what does it mean? He said, and it will be. Zuisha. This refers to woman. Hu siva vayamot. He commanded and it will sustain. Elu banim. So ultimately, again, that refers to children. So we'll say, so again, a reference to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed in nature, that a person, in order to sustain his legacy, sustain his future, will marry, and the Emirat Hashem attempt to have children. But we'll say, this is such an incredible Gemara. Tana, Isha, chimas malei tsoa, upia malei dam, vakol ratzin achareha. So I'll say literally again, a woman is a sack of excrement whose mouth is filled with blood and yet everyone runs after her. We'll say this might require a little bit of explanation. So I'll say, so just understand what this is saying. What the Gemara is saying is something absolutely amazing. That how much of life is spent by men running after women. And how many dramatic mistakes in life do people make because of a type of, because of a desire for women. So I'll say, it's amazing. So a man has a desire to be with a woman, yet that desire for sexual activity, right, requires engagement in a place where blood comes out of, right? And I was also, what the Gemara is just saying is the desire, sometimes the preoccupation we have with sexuality, it's so counterintuitive, right? It doesn't make sense. Chazal are not disparaging women over here. You can say the same thing about men, but the Gemara is talking to men, saying how incredible is it about how much of our time is spent regarding women, right? And is spent running after women and desiring women. And yet, again, like, take a step back. What is it on a physiological level that is pulling a person so hard, that is so desirous, when if you look at kind of what happens in the different parts of the body that often we become so desirous of, it's a little bit less than desirous. So what Chazal are trying to teach us about, say, is that sometimes we become so consumed with sexuality to the point that it is illogical. To the point, to have taiva, to have healthy desire is good. You see it. We'll say, but isn't part of the beauty of Judaism is for us to be normal people. Let's be normal, and to have normal drives, and to have normal desires, and not to suppress them, but to channel them in the right way. The challenge in life in anything is, right, a piece of chocolate cake is fine. An entire chocolate cake every day is very problematic. So again, everything is about the right moderation. And sometimes we lose ourselves in these desires. And the Gemara said, just like, take a step back, take a deep breath and ask yourself, like, understand what you're desiring. And should you really let this rule your life? An incredible Gemara. Because let's listen to this, because a person ultimately, again, will go to his eternal home. Let's listen to this incredible Gemara. Teaches us that every single tzaddik is given a home in Olam Haba in accordance with his station. This can be compared to a king. So we'll say, see, the idea is that in Olam Haba, not everybody gets the same domicile. Some people get an apartment. Other people get a townhouse, right? Some people a starter home. Other people an estate. Some people get a regular home and a vacation home. So the Maisa, everybody gets something different in Olam Haba in accordance with the life you have led. So the Gemara says, Mashal, the parable could be given to a king who walks into the city with his servants. Kishen nichnasin kulam mishar achar nichnasin. Kishen lonin kol echar ve'echar nosin lo medra lefi kvodo. And also, when the king walks into the city with his attendants, everyone walks in the same gate. So also, everybody walks in the same way into the Olam HaMes. But then when it's time to retire for the evening, the king goes to his palace. This minister goes here. So to also, we all kind of enter into the same gates, I guess, after 120. But where we go after those gates is very much dependent on how we lived our lives. Incredible. So we'll say, listen to this. What does it mean when it says yaldus, which means youth? Shachros means when your hair is black, which also represents youth. So we'll say, what does this mean? Our nothingness. So we'll say, literally, the things you do in your youth blacken your face in your old age. So we'll say, so Rashi actually understands what this means is rov tashmish, that sometimes if a person is too preoccupied with sexual activity in their youth, it saps one of their vitality in their old age. That's how Rashi understands it. But that's not Pashup Shan. Pashup Shan, we'll say, is that what? Sometimes I do things in my youth that blacken my face, that embarrass me in my old age. Right? So I'll say, isn't that incredible? Meaning that life is all about gauging your actions based on how you're going to feel about them. If I do this now, will I feel proud of it in 30 years from now? Will I feel proud of it when confronted by a Kodesh Baruch Hu with it after 120? And sometimes life, what we end up doing is we make impetuous decisions in our youth. And I've also said, you know, that window of youth could be anywhere from like the age of like 15 to like about 85, right? We make a lot of youthful decisions in that window. And the question is, will the decisions of my youth embarrass me in my old age? What a way to live my life. What a way to live my life. Will the decisions of my youth embarrass me in my old age? And of course, my goal is that I don't know. No, before I do this, I ask myself, will this decision now embarrass me in my old age? If it will, don't do it. If it won't, go for it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kasha Rima Lil Meis, Kimacha Basra Karbos, an incredible Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak says, a worm in the body of the dead is as painful as a needle in the body of a living person, which we'll both say indicates to us that what? That the dead, a corpse, apparently feels what's happening to its body. Shene'emar, ach b'sara alav yichav. Because we'll say the pasuk says his flesh will be pained while it is upon him. So we'll say this discussion about what a corpse feels is actually a big machlokes. Amrav chistah, we'll say the incredible gemara. Nafsho shel adam mis'abeles alav kol shiva. A person's neshama mourns for him during Shiva. Well, so, did you hear this? A person's neshama mourns for him during Shiva. So we'll see. Shene emar v'nafsho alav toval. Uksiv vayas eva lo aviv shivas yom. Because we'll say, quotes of your first pasuk from Iov. Nafsho alav teaval. So his soul will mourn for him. And mourning, we learn ultimately again, from Yosef, for Yaakov, that mourning extends for 7 days. So we'll say a person's soul. So you'll see to yourself, understand, why does my soul mourns for me after I die? What's the pshat about saying? Because when a person dies, the soul realizes all that I could have accomplished. But now that I'm dead, I can no longer accomplish it. So we'll say every single time a person dies, when a person dies, his soul, his or her soul, mourns for them. So my soul mourns over my soul mourns over my death. Because my soul, more than anyone or anything else, knows what I could have been and what I could have accomplished. And now that physical life has come to an end, whatever I did, I did. And whatever I didn't, I didn't. So my neshama sits shiva for me after I die. An incredible Gemara. So the Gemara goes, right, Rabbi Yehuda, Meis, Shein Lo Menachem. What happens if someone dies and they leave behind no relatives? Holchin yud b'nei adam v'yoshev b'mkomo. So you gather a minion of people, and they sit in his place. Narashi points out that his place means the place where he died, but it could also mean his home. And the Gemara says, "Hahu d'shacha b'shivuzei Rabbi Yehuda lo hayu menachem." There was a guy who died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda, and this man had no family, literally no mourners, no consolers. He had no family. So what happened? Amud Beis. Koyoma hava debar hava davar Rabbi Yehuda be'asara v'yaseh b'duchte. So every day Rabbi Yehuda gathered 10 people and went to the house to sit shiva, to daven, not to sit shiva, but to daven, to be in the house of this individual. La'achar shiva yomim ischazi lei b'chilma. After 7 days were over, the deceased appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream. Va'amar lei tanuach daitcho shenachtes daiti. You should find inner tranquility, for you have given me drink. And they both say that is in fact the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if someone, Rahman al-Islam, dies without family, so there is a halacha that says you make a minyan in that person's home, and you spend a little bit of time in that person's home. Because that is considered, both say, now again, all of this ties together. Because remember again, what you begin to see over here is that when a person dies, their neshama, kiviyachol, sits shiva over them. So therefore, we'll say what that means is that, so normally when there's a base avel, when there's a house of mourners, so the neshama is mourning along with his loved ones. But now Chazal telling us that when there are no mourners, when there's no mishpacha, there's no menachemim, so the neshama is all alone. So therefore, the halacha is, you bring 10 people to the house where the person died or the person lived, and lemaisi can make a minyan there. That way, again, you're being menachem avel for the neshama. We'll say such an incredible yisur. Bam Rav Yavo, kol she'omrim b'fnei ha'meis yodeh she'yisna magol. We'll say incredible. Rav Yavo says anything you say in the presence of the dead, the deceased is aware of until the grave is filled in. So apparently, again, Rabbi Abbo says that the deceased hears everything until the grave itself is filled in. Pligi bar Rabchia Reb Shimon Rabbi. So this is actually machlokes. So Chad Amar Achis Magola. One says that the dead hears everything until the grave is filled in. The Chad Amar Achis Achel Habasar. And the other says, no, the dead hear everything until the flesh decomposes. As long as the body is intact, even though it's buried, the dead hear everything. So the opinion that says that the dead hear everything until the body decomposes. His flesh will be pained upon him, and his soul will mourn for him. So it sounds like as long as the flesh is intact, then lamaisa again, lamaisa, so the person is aware. So the Gemara says, man damar achi yistom hagolel, the opinion that says, ultimately, again, until the grave is filled in, tichsiv v'yashov ha'afar ala aretz kishaya. The pasuk says, literally, again, the body will go back, or the spirit will go back to the earth as it was. So once the body is returned to the earth, i.e. the grave is filled in, the dead are no longer aware of what is happening in this world. Tanur Rabbanan. So it's an incredible Gemara. V'aruach tashuv elo l'kim asher nesona. The spirit will return to God who gave it. Tenei lo, but listen to how beautiful this Gemara is. So meaning, after I die, I return my neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal say, Tenei lo, kimo shenasnu l'cha. Give back your soul to God as He gave it to you. So the Gemara says, so just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a pure soul, give him back a pure soul. Bossy, you hear this Gemara? Vivonsham gave me a kind neshama shenasata b'tahorihi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me a pure soul. So what's my goal? My goal is to give you back a pure soul. Mashallah melech basar adam shechalak bigdei malchus la'avadam. This can be compared to an earthly king who distributed clothing to his servants. So he gave them each like royal garments. So the smart ones, so apparently what happened, the backstory to this is, the king gave them royal garments for safekeeping. So what happened? The smart ones went ahead and folded up the royal garments and put them away in a box. Tipshin Shaban, the foolish ones, Halchu Ba'asim Malacha, wore them to work. So what happened? A little while later, the king requested his clothing back. So the smart ones went ahead and they just took it out of the box. It was all nice, pressed, laundered. They gave it right back to the king. The foolish ones had to give back the clothing, but the clothing was dirty. The king was very happy to greet the smart ones who gave him back the clothing in a nice intact state. Because likras tipshin, but he was very angered at the foolish ones. Apikhin, regarding the smart ones, amar yitnosnu kli laotzar, go ahead and put back my clothing, my utensils back into the storehouse. Vehem yechul lubateyem, and allowed the smart ones, the pikhin, to go home. L'shalom, al tipshin amar, to the foolish ones he said, yinosnu kol kobes, the clothing has to be laundered. V'heim yischab shuba beis ha'asurim. And let the foolish ones be incarcerated in jail. So we'll say, so again, the nimshal is very powerful. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an article of clothing. It's called the neshama. And one day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask for it back. So if I'm smart, I make sure that the neshama is clean, that the neshama is beautiful, that it's properly laundered and pressed and ready to be returned to its maker. And therefore, again, when the king asks for the garment back, I'm proud to give it back to him in a pure and pristine state. But if I'm foolish and I just soil it and I sully it and I dirty it and I drag it around and take it anywhere and everywhere, then unfortunately, lemaisa, when I have to give it back, it's very compromised. And when it's compromised, it has to be laundered, it has to go through a process, it has to be cleaned, it has to be purged. And unfortunately, again, I can't go home. I can't find rest until that process is complete. Ava Kodesh Baruch Hu, Agufan Shal Tzadikim Omer Yavo Shalom V'Yanucha Mishkavosam. Regarding the bodies of Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let them come to peace and rest on their resting place. V'al Mishmasinu Omer V'haysan Nefesh Adoni Tzura B'Tzarachayim. And about the souls of the righteous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let them be bound in the everlasting bond of life. That's for the Tzadikim. Al gufam shal rishon, regarding the bodies of the wicked, who omer in shalom amar Hashem l'rishon, there is no peace for the wicked. Va'al nishmasan who omer, and about the souls of the wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ves nefesh aybecha yikalena besoch kafakela. That literally, again, regarding the souls of your enemies, I will say yikalena besoch kafakela literally means that it will be remain within the pouch of the slingshot. You'll see what that imagery means in just a moment. Tanya. We'll say first wide line, Kuf Nun Beis, on my base 152b. All right, the most incredible Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nishmasan Shel Tzadikim Gnuzos Tachas Kisei HaKavod. The souls of the righteous are hidden away underneath the divine throne. Shenemar, V'haisa Nefesh Adoni Tzura B'Tzar HaChayim. Let the soul of my master be bound in the everlasting bond of life. So we'll say this is this yesod, that the souls of tzaddikim are kept underneath the kisei hakavod. V'shal rishon, what about the souls of the wicked? Zomos v'holchos, they like wander around. Umalach echad omid b'sofa olam, umalach echad omid b'sofa olam, umekalin nishmasin zelazel. This is wild. So what happens with the souls of the wicked? So one angel stands at one end of the world, another angel stands at the other end of the world. What do? They throw it back and forth to each other. They sling the neshamas of the wicked back and forth. But say, what's the imagery? So, you know, the imagery is rest. Rest, that's the metaphor. So the neshamas of the tzaddikim find rest. The neshamas of the wicked do not find rest. Which I will say, and the logic of that is as follows. If you lived a good life in this world, you can rest when you leave. If you did not lead a good life in this world, then your work is not done. If your work is not done, then you find no rest. Also, we all know this. When you know that you've lived a good day or you've done something of meaning, you find a certain level of inner tranquility. When you know deep down that you did not use your time wisely, you did not use your day wisely, a person feels an internal sense of unease, or at least they should feel an internal sense of unease. So the neshamas of the tzaddikim ultimately find rest. The neshamas of the neshama literally slung, whatever the right word is, they're thrown back and forth from one end of the world to the other, finding no rest. Shneimar, v'es nefesh ayvecha yikalena b'sof kafakela. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, shabeinon imayr. We'll say, wow, watch this. Okay, you've told me that the neshamas of the tzaddikim find rest. The neshamas of the Rishaim are flung or slung from one end of the world to the other. What happens with the neshamas of the Beinonim? The middle of the roaders, right? What happens with them? So my Amrele Ika Shechivna. So I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, Ika Shechivna lo Amrele Hu Haimelsa. So Rav Nachman says back to Rabbi, you know, it's a good thing I didn't die. Because had I died, I would not have been able to tell you this important idea. Halach Yamar Shmuel, for this is what Shmuel said. Elu v'elu l'dumanim sarin. Both the neshamas of the wicked and the neshamas of the Beinonim are given over to Duma. So we'll say, apparently, Duma is the malach who is in charge of the ruchos, Rashi says. So ruchos can mean the directions, ruchos can mean the neshamas. He is the malach in charge of the neshamas. So what happens? Halalu yesh lamanach, the Beinonim. Their neshamas find rest. Halalu ein lahem manoach. But the neshamas of the Rishaim do not find rest. So the good news is apparently that the Beinonim, kind of share the same type of a fate of the tzaddikim. That the Beinonim, their neshamas find some level of rest in the world to come as well. Amar le Rav Mari, asidim tzaddikim tahavu afra. The tzaddikim, even their bodies decompose and become dirt. Because we'll say the pasuk says that literally again it will go back to the dust of the earth as it was. A reference to the body. So we'll say even the bodies of the tzaddikim decompose and turn it there. So listen to this story. Get ready for this. Hano kafuloi davakafli ba'ard Rav Nachman. So there's a group of guys who were digging on the property of Rav Nachman. So we'll say what happened. Get ready for this. Nachar b'hu ravachar ba'yoshia. They came across a body. So they were digging. Apparently there was an unmarked grave. So they came across literally a body buried in the dirt. And the body snorted at them. The person snorted at them. Now the Gemara tells us the person was Rav Achai bar Yoshia. Achai bar Yoshia. So they got to the body snorted. So Va'amri Rav Nachman, Nachar ben Gavra. So we'll say, so first of all, it's so interesting. So they go to Rav Nachman, they say, listen, we came across the body snorted at us. And they'll say, so just like some matter, can you imagine if that happened? I don't have the presence of mind, they would have run the other way. But okay, these guys had the presence of mind. Said to Rav Nachman, we came to a body, we found the body, and the body snorted at us. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Asa, so Rav Nachman came to see the body. V'amrali mine nihu, and Rav Nachman says to the body, "Who are you?" So amrali, "Ana achai bar Yoshia." The body said to him, "I am achai bar Yoshia." Amrali v'lav amrav Maria sidi tadiki dehavi avra. So Rav Achai bar Yoshia, you died a long time ago. How is it that your body is intact? Didn't we learn that even the tzaddikim disintegrate? Amrali umani. Amrali Maria sidi tadiki dehavi avra. Amrali. Umani Mari Delo Yedanale. Amalev, so the Gemara says, and who is this, right? Who is this Mari? Who is this person that you're quoting? I don't know him. Amalev, Vahakraksiv. But it's not just the teaching, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yashova afar alaris kishahaya. That ultimately, again, the body will return to the dust like it was. So even first a pasuk that says that bodies decompose. So we'll say at this point in time, Rav Achai bar Yoshia says to Rav Nachman, Amrlei, da kariach kohelas la kariach mishle. Whoever taught you kohelas clearly did not teach you mishle. Dechsev verekev atzamos kina. Literally, again, the rot of bones is jealousy. But listen to this. Komishiyesh lo kina balibo atzmos of markibin. Whoever has jealousy in his heart, his bones will rot after he dies. However, again, whoever does not have jealousy in his bones, his body will not rot. So we'll say, apparently, if a person doesn't have kina in their life, no jealousy, your body remains intact. It's only if there's jealousy that the body rots. So we'll say, such an incredible musa, right? We know any time that a person suffers from jealousy, it literally is like a rot inside of the body. It eats a person from the inside out. Gashashay. So Rav Nachman touched the body of Rav Achai bar Yoshia. Chazye di isve mamasha. And he saw that literally the body was intact. Notice, Rav Nachman thought, maybe I'm just seeing the vision. Maybe the body's not really there, it's just a vision. He touched it and the body was really there. Amar le leikum mar liga ve debesa. So listen to this. So Rav Nachman says, you want to come over for lunch? Right? Rav Nachman says to the body, do you want to come with me to my house? You're here, I'm here, you're right, we're talking. So why don't we continue this conversation in a more natural setting? Why don't you get up out of the grave, come into my home? Amar le galis adaitcha dafil nevi lo kares. So we'll say Rav Achai bar Yoshia is giving Rav Nachman Musa from the grave. And he says, it's clear that you haven't even learned Navi. Dichsev viyadatem ki ani Hashem bepiskes kivroseichem. Because the pasuk says, you will know that I am God when I open up your graves. So we'll say, the idea being that Lamaisa, again, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the dead out of their grave. So in other words, thank you for the invitation, but Lamaisa, the only person who could free me, who could bring me back from this grave, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Gemara says, Amar Leib HaKsiv Ki Afar Atavel Afar Tashuv. So again, Rav Nachman says, Rav Achai bar Yoshia, but I don't see how your body's intact. Doesn't the pasuk say you are dust and you will go back to dust? Ultimately, again, he says that will happen one moment before Tchias HaMesim. So we'll say, so apparently, again, here's what's amazing. The Gemara seems to indicate over here that the bodies of tzaddikim remain intact. The bodies of tzaddikim remain intact. And that's because, at least according to over here, the Gemara understands decomposition is a function of negative forces inside of the body. Whether it's kina, whatever else it is, those are things that rot you from the inside out that cause bodily decomposition. But the tzaddik, who doesn't have these negative attributes, ultimately, again, his body remains intact. But yet, even for the tzaddikim whose body remains intact, apparently they disintegrate a moment before Tchias HaMesim, a moment before the arrival of Mashiach, and then they come back. I will say, as if to show that everyone experiences a rebirth by Tchias HaMesim. Everyone experiences a rebirth by Mashiach, even the righteous whose bodies are intact up until this point when Mashiach comes, ultimately experience this rebirth, this rejuvenation. I will say, I have to stop over here. Incredible, incredible Gemara. I'll stop over here. There is still more beautiful Gemara Mir Tzah Hashem tomorrow to be continued. Shkoyach. Yeah.